Cover some work that I did as a associate professor at New Mexico State before I got married and moved to California. And this is a unique program here. Two universities, two experiment stations in Las Cruces with somewhat of a different, I wouldn't say different mission, but different issues of types of crops and such. And the clientele. It starts out that in terms of looking at the mission and the academic environment, we had traditional faculty, like many of us have at experiment stations, mostly agriculture, of course, coming out. In areas like when I used to work with the University of Missouri, we could have a field day and it would be a corn-soybean field day, as Tim talked about, and that. For me, in a rural area, we would have quite a bit of participation, but in this area here on campus, we found that they weren't getting producers to have just to come to one particular field day. They would have an onion field day, and you only had onion producers from, let's say, Arizona, New Mexico, and part of Texas come in. They would have a pepper field day, and you'd have individuals interested in peppers, but you never could because not only not all the crops are harvested at the same time or planted at the same time. People have different interests, and you know the pepper producer is not interested in onions or pecans or whatever the case is, and so you just can't have one field day. So, and I was kind of thinking, well, you know, I kind of like to have some type of field day or environment other than just these little, I wouldn't say blurbs, they're important. And so, what could we do to encourage collaboration? What could we do to encourage participation in the experiment station system? And traditionally, experiment stations have a number of outlying stations, anywhere from up here in Farmington or down by Las Cruces, or throughout the state. There's 10 different stations, and of course our main mission and mandate from the Hatch Act and others are to address areas of food and fiber and natural environment, family and management, and recreation and such. And those have been traditional mission, has been a traditional mission for New Mexico's experiment station system. And that's nothing new in terms of the mission. When we turn around and look at it, and our white pointer's not gonna show, but you know, nothing's different. The science and technology benefit citizens, both economic, social, and cultural aspects of agriculture, natural resources, management, and family issues. That's traditional, and that goes across much of the country. And it's evident here when you look at the way the structure of kind of a top-down, from the president or provost of the university and the dean of agriculture here and the associate dean of experiment stations, and it breaks out between departments and agricultural centers and other department heads. That's typical of what we see in how a station or how the university is laid out. And though this is a smaller university, it'd be different than the University of Missouri, but it's typical for like University of Wyoming or University or New Mexico State Universities, particularly the more typical land grant universities. But what I did when I first came to New Mexico State, I wanted to try to find a way to integrate or try to help faculty in the College of Agriculture and Home Economics interact with other faculty throughout the entire university. There are six colleges, and just like the urban community, Tim, where people aren't aware of agriculture, well, it's the same thing. There are many people in other colleges that aren't aware of agriculture, and so what could we do? How could we encourage that? So we thought about, well, let's have an academic and research field day where we invited faculty from other colleges and to come out to the, in this case, the Leyendecker Plant Science Research Center. And we shared not only the research from all the agriculture, the School of Agriculture, the different departments, even animal science in the way of posters and such as that, but we also invited people from other faculty from other colleges to share some of their research and what they were doing. And that was kind of a different approach. We got great participation the first year. We had about 150 people that came out to this field day. One reason is that I was able to talk the president of the university to, you know, I was new to the system. I didn't know that that was going to be his last day as president of the university. But nevertheless, and that's where he kind of made his announcement. He was leaving to go to, since we're talking about Houston, he's now president of the University of Houston. But nevertheless, because he was there, we had a number of, I think that's because he was there, we had deans and a number of faculty from all colleges. But because of that, they happened to run across to our program, of course, and they liked what they saw. And because of that, I kind of got a foot in the door. I was talking with the deans from all the colleges, associate deans, research, and such as that. And our new president, Mike Martin, who happens to be an ag economist from Florida, and he came in as president, which doesn't happen very often when you see somebody in ag become president nowadays. He's a great guy. And his first major program or activity that he was involved in was the second year we had this field day. And so he helped, of course, all the deans want to, and department heads and faculty want to put on a kind of a good show, and they want to get to meet this president and this and that in a formal basis. And so they were there to, including the provost, who actually was running for president or wanted to be the president, but he didn't get it. But all of them were there not only to meet Dr. Martin, the president, but also to participate. So we had faculty from a number of colleges and a number of departments across the full gamut participating, sharing their research on posters, involved in tours, starting some collaboration. Within that last year, they started some collaboration. We had faculty from the College of Engineering and Business and Agriculture working together on a chili thinning machine, okay? And now they were taking this chili thinning machine and now they were looking to market it. And so we had participation from faculty from three colleges. And so that started to get promoted. And so here you see a picture of Mike Martin and talking about the agriculture tour and that importance of collaboration. And so that just kind of helped open some doors for us. Because of that, the president asked all the colleges and special laboratories to designate somebody that was going to have a research responsibility for outreach, some type of research responsibility. And so that happened, and that made things move a little bit further. There's some money behind that, some emphasis. And so we started to see some collaboration and research between all the colleges. And so we started seeing some things, but at the same time, I was given the task by the College of Agriculture dean, who's since retired, to talk, you know, we were talking about new missions and ideas. We needed to determine, is our mission going to stay the same? Because we were kind of pushing or encouraging the idea of not just this collaboration, but meeting people's needs in New Mexico. What should we be doing? And so we had to ask ourselves, are we serving the citizens of New Mexico, the students, the research, in what capacity, traditional or non-traditional? And what are the resources available to us? The president was pushing this theme of six colleges, one university, everybody having a teaching, research, and outreach component to it. He's gone so far as taking the model of extension, traditionally born, you know, in the College of Agriculture, and making that the model for the entire university. So now there's an outreach function all the way up to the vice president's level of outreach for the entire university, and every college has to be moving along in that capacity. So this is the location where we had this kind of a field day. My office when I was there was surrounded by pecan trees that are, you know, 40 years old, 50 years old, a great location. We eventually had up to 300 or 400 people attending the field day from all the colleges. The senator from New Mexico and a number of people, the governor, the College of Business dean was a former governor. And so we had became quite an an event. At the same time, the dean of the College of Agriculture asked us to look at least initially, both our experiment stations, a little bit because of encroachment, just like the citrus station in Riverside with the encroachment of urbanization. We needed to try to address what's going on with this station here. Some of you may have been at the Bobby and Garcia station on campus. That's where actually peppers originated. The Anaheim pepper grown in California actually was discovered or put together by Fabian at this location. And we needed to look, how could we incorporate, how could we get more people involved? We looked at the botanical gardens that we have, trying to address community outreach issues. We looked at some of our traditional programs, crop and horticulture, some of our research needs that we have for pests and pathology issues, nurseries, some of the resources that we typically have in our ag programs, some of our perennial crops, whether alfalfa or pecans or turf issues that we have, and some of our alternative agriculture, and trying to look at biocontrol strategies. All these things that we traditionally look in agriculture, how could we offer these as resources for other people and other colleges and departments, and try to keep the peace between faculty. And of course, we tried to address teaching issues and trying to make that available. And so we needed to look at how could we change the mission if we needed to change it at all. And so a committee was established between these centers, included 9 faculty from the College of Agriculture, Home Economics, and then also a faculty member from each of the other schools, colleges in the university, participating, providing input on how we could come together with a mission. And so we looked at, from this committee, seeking input, meeting with PIs across all the colleges, questionnaires, one-on-one, pretty detailed actually, getting input, having meetings, perspectives about the center. We even asked people in the community, the DOT, ag clubs, the high school ag program, and facilities management people, what are the types of resources that could bring to bear, and what are the types of options did we have? When we look at this, we could do nothing and deny the new grant, land grant mission if we were trying to address that based on the blessing from the new president. Or we could be fully engaged with a new paradigm that would take, of course, money, people, commitment, and most of all, support from everybody participating. So we looked at how we could take this location here that's adjacent to campus, actually part of campus, and move some things to the main part of campus and try to encourage faculty from other colleges to participate. And so we looked at a kind of a new path approach, if you will, of getting faculty in other colleges to participate in the field research programs, encouraging faculty to from other colleges to collaborate in some new strategies, to bring in NASA into it and a few things, and that started to prove out quite well. We started looking at some biotech issues, of course ethnicity, we tried to address a number of those niche markets with the business department, trying to address natural resource issues with the College of Natural Resources that's not tied into ag or hadn't been. Of course, diversity has always been a key in the state of different ethnicities issues, and trying to find out our niche and how we could bring people together. A lot of retired folks moving to the state, of course, Native American issues and Mexican-American issues, population shifts. And then we tried to find out how we could bring a collaboration of the business, natural resources, families, tourism, recreation, all these things that are meaningful to New Mexico citizens. And so we looked at this field day that we had in 2005, the third year. The university looked to adopt a new mission with the different colleges, including the community colleges throughout the state that the president is responsible for. And they've determined a new mission, and since leaving, and I don't know if it's because I left or not, but that mission of one university living the vision has been continually be pushed and where all colleges have this responsibility, and it's been mandated, new strategies. In here, you can see a press clipping the different colleges of agriculture, business, engineering, health, home economics, and the liberal arts and natural sciences are now have a unique role throughout the entire state of university-wide extension programs. Those aren't happening across the entire country. You know, there's some extension, but not the traditional extension that we know of that's being adopted in that framework. And so now we see some things different with the president. We see executive, the provost now has a new department of research and outreach services. It's kind of exciting from my perspective to see that, because that wasn't there before. That all, if we talk about outreach, it was just only the College of Agriculture before. And so we have kind of a new mission going on. And then this last year, the president, consistent with the 21st Century Land Grant mission, bringing all New Mexico State units, not just the college, into an outreach service function to meet New Mexico citizens' needs. And so now the new mission, tripartite mission of instruction, research, and extension, covers across all colleges, including and encouraging the collaboration between the faculty. And we like to think that because it kind of being born of agriculture, the College of Agriculture, the mission of the experiment station system, which we're aware of, but because it kind of was born, the collaboration, to encourage collaboration across the colleges, that this helped facilitate this idea of the new mission for New Mexico State. And and having talked with Dr. Martin about 3 weeks ago, he was quite pleased with the progress that the university has been making and moving in that direction. Of course, if a president wants to move that direction, he's probably going to move that way anyway. But fortunately, we don't have that chancellor that was at UCR in New Mexico either. Anyway, any questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We now will go to a 15-minute break, then we'll be back at 10:30. And so we'll recess until then. Let's give another round of applause to the speakers.